This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's no timetable to repair and reopen a heavily trafficked bridge on Highway 50 between Montrose and Gunnison. The bridge was closed late Thursday after cracks in steel portions of it were discovered. Two options for detours involve driving hundreds of extra miles and 6 or 7 additional hours of travel time. Colorado Department of Transportation officials say they're trying to find a local alternative. Aurora Fire Rescue is now investigating a blaze that destroyed offices at a church over Easter weekend. Living Water Christian Center pastor Thomas Mays says he was told by investigators that the fire was considered arson.
Through surveillance cameras around from different buildings, they did see someone throw something through the window, the style of a Molotov cocktail, and took off.
Aurora has not released an official cause of the fire and is interviewing witnesses. This weekend marks 25 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School. A public vigil scheduled for tonight is being organized in part by gun control groups, and former Representative Gabby Giffords is expected to speak. However, organizers say it is not a political event. The vigil is planned for 7:30 this evening at First Baptist Church near the State Capitol building. The National Weather Service warns that roads in the foothills and mountains could get icy tonight. 4 to 10 inches of snow are expected along the Front Range, and the urban corridor on the Front Range is expected to get a few inches of accumulation as well. Right now, snow is falling along the I-70 corridor headed out of the metro area. Light rain is falling in Vail. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.